Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. The OPT network brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, health issues, plus a whole lot more.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startups, coaching and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business with a Close the Gap mentoring program designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our kind and staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years of experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetites, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1811 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Managing your health care just got easier. YourChrisis.org is a secure online service for patients that enables you to view and use your health care records, including test results, lab results, and hospital reports 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Providing your email address during hospital registration is essential. You will receive an email to get started using YourChrisis, and you can access the portal after your discharge from the hospital. For help accessing YourChrisis.org, please call 800-878-9110.
St. Francis Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cut. And if that's not enough, but for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop, where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, question. I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this life, the plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Soho Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Soho Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Soho Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Soho Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Soho Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Soho Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
From the start at the credit union with a heart. Part of Louisiana, credit union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.89% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartsleaf.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change. We will not refund its existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. And
the bigger show, bigger, bigger testing, testing, bigger show. All right, you ready to get big?
Ready.
All right, the bigger show will be live in 3, 2.
Good morning to all and to all a very good morning.
Yeah.
I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And if you're listening, you're on point.
This is the official OPT Network.
I love it. Our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our point site, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Thursday, August 7th morning. If you're just getting started, it's 7:45 local time, 8:45 Eastern. And I'm going to tell you what, when we peeked out this morning, and then we finally stepped out, DC said, he said, Carlette, do you feel it? What did you feel this morning?
Man, Carlette, I'm going to tell you, it really felt a little cool, you know, which really puts me in the mind of going out there to get them big slabs, them big white perch. You know, today was the day that I would really love to be on the lake, even though I take off June, July, and August.
Mm-hmm.
There are always some days that you wish that you could be out there, and today was one of those days. So, mm-hmm. And it is just, it seems like, you know, white perch, you know, the weather changes and it does something to them. That's what people say. It's just it's a wiggle fish.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people like Henry Griffin catch them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Just some year, you know, but me, a novice fisherman.
And our friend in Natchez.
In Natchez, Louisiana, Mr. Bradley, Amos Bradley, he can catch them. You know, as a matter of fact, during the winter, he's hunting.
He's just an angler. He's a true angler and a true sportsman.
Absolutely. But for me, a novice like me, I kind of got to go when the white perch are moving, they're getting ready.
When it's optimal.
Where it's optimal. Mm-hmm. You know, and once September is not going to be optimal, but we get practiced up, get ready. But by the time October, November, and December hits, it's going to be wide open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those babies are going to be migrating in.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, Paulette, too, I vowed that if I go to Saline and it's the kind of year like it was last year, I'm going to find me another lake.
Mm-hmm. It was a tough fishing year.
It was a tough fishing year last year. I mean, as a matter of fact, year before last, I still had a fish in the freezer. Of course, I give it most of it away.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, I ran out of fish really before I stopped fishing good. I'd given it all away.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, so.
Our freezer is bare.
Absolutely. And I don't do a lot of brim fishing. I may have gone 2 or 3 mm-hmm. times.
It's,
I mean,
it's just too hot.
Yeah, it's too hot and it's too easy. I
mean, it's too easy.
You know, it's like, you know, my mm-hmm. arm starts hurting. It's like, man, you know, I need help.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I've been pulling so many of those jokers in. But I like that white perch.
Uh-huh. I tell you what, it just feels really like a twinge of fall this morning. And so as you're getting ready and you're driving in this morning, I hope that you are feeling it and enjoying it as well, because the last couple of days especially have seemed extremely hot. Now, I don't know what the heat indexes were or even what the temperatures registered, but it has been really, really hot. And so this morning when we stepped out, that brisk, cool, clean, fresh air that we felt this morning was really, really invigorating, wasn't it?
Absolutely it was, Carlette. But also, not just fishing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're getting, you know, that, you know, you're feeling it mm-hmm. in the air. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, you know what else is coming. You know,
oh, yeah.
And we love it.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, it's football.
He's got his hands up.
Yeah.
And this year we're doing something a little bit different this year that we've never done.
Yeah, we're going to do a little tailgating. Mm-hmm. I mean, but Young Deuce Christmas is going to be playing this mm-hmm. year. We're looking, and he played last year, but he didn't play as much. He's not going to have as big a role, and he's still not going to probably be a starter, but he's going to be filling in mm-hmm. for some starters, and he's going to be touching the football. And I just, you know, last year he's playing JV and showed glimpses mm-hmm. of that Christmas talent on the football field. So I'm just expecting this year that he's going to have a, not really, I'm not expecting stellar, mm-hmm. but I know it's going to be
But we have great expectations.
Yeah, well, he may do like I did. You know, sophomore, I just broke out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was all district.
Mm-hmm.
But he, you know, I don't know. You
now
know,
let
he's
me,
a different kind of personality.
He is a different kind of personality. And moms and parents who have listened to us talk about Young Deuce Christmas, and he said, Mother, I heard you guys talking about me on yesterday, and I can't say enough about those video games, the screen time, and the difference it has made. You're going to hear me continue to talk about it, DC, because it does my heart just like a medicine. It
right.
does my heart like a medicine. It makes me so merry because we are now seeing his personality.
Right.
We're hearing his laughter. He's talking back. He's thinking. You know, let me tell you something, moms and dads. Our kids are so smart. And we all know that. But because they are so focused on what they're focused on, they can't really express to us how extremely smart that they are. Young us, Christmas is doing things with our computers and our gadgets in our business that we didn't even know were possible.
That's right.
And it's all because now he's free from the bondage of video and screen time. He's free from that, and so now he can focus on doing the things that we've asked him to do. I'm telling you, we're only days away from school, most of us, school getting started, and it's never too late to reclaim our kids. We just have to do it. We have to do it for the betterment of the kids. You know how God sometimes, no, all the time, he does for us what we can't or won't do for ourselves. Well, we have to do that for our kids. They won't take themselves away from these things. A lot of times they just can't. It's become a way of socializing for them. They're not adult enough to know that this is stunting them, that this is causing them problems. They're not adult enough to see that they don't want to engage, that they don't want to talk. They'd rather text to somebody sitting three seats over than to just simply ask the question.
I tell you what, Carla, I think what we're going to do is get Young Deuce Christmas to come on and maybe speak to how his life has been changed after only about a little over a month of being
mm-hmm.
with video games. I mean, we are really seeing a difference in him, and, you know, it could be the difference in your kid being successful and not. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, that stuff has to be reeled in and put under control.
And when you talked about, you know, Young Deuce Christmas being a thumb sucker, we called him a closet thumb sucker because he would never suck it at school and he would never suck it around people. But one of our family members, my sister, as a matter of fact, came up with a solution, family, and she challenged him and he met the challenge. And she said to him, she said, if you can stop sucking your thumb for 30 days, that's got a great incentive for you. And they had an agreement. And he's, even as a young kid, he was a man of his word.
Oh, he's a man of his word. And he's if he tells us something, and that's what I love, I talked
mm-hmm.
about earlier. You know,
mm-hmm.
if you don't have a will, man, you just don't have anything, man. You
right.
have some pride and some dignity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people just don't have that. And
right.
you can see it in their everyday existence when they will allow anything to go on.
Absolutely. And his word is his bond. And I'm going to tell you, you know, we're not bragging on him or us, but we're just bragging on God's wisdom that he gave to us, that he said, okay, enough is enough. It's time to take him back. Our kids have all of these gifts and talents that lie within. And you know, I use that word excavate. We have to be the ones to dig it out. So let's start digging. It's Thursday, August 7th. This segment is sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. He's been serving the people of Central Louisiana. He does it with passion, diligence, of expertise, and has always got a spirit of excellence. He's been doing it since 1989. The number, 318-487-9537. 487-9537. Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, MIGS, located at 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard, right here in Alexandria. 318-445-9700 is the number. State Farm Agent Rosa Fields, we're in hurricane season. Though we've been blessed so far, but we still want to make sure that you're on point with your home, auto, and life insurance. Rosa Fields' team at State Farm can help. 318-487-1881. Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website, 24/7, www.hicksonhasit.com. www.thebetterstate.com. It's Thursday. We're getting awfully close to the weekend, and we hope that you're well on your way. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to get a break, but we're back after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPG Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
Credit Union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo. New colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
When you combine juicy beef patties with enough jalapenos to power a rocket to Jupiter, you expect the price to be astronomical as well. Instead, you get one of the best values on Earth, and a new movement is born. Econom Nom Nomics, where impossibly good food and low prices can coexist in the universe. The Jalapeno Double. Try it now for just $2 on McDonald's Dollar Menu and more. It's Econom Nom Nomical. Nom 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 Nom. Prices and participation may vary.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church. Hope is a word that sticks with most of us. And as Jesse Jackson said, keep hope alive. Well, believe it or not, hope is the last thing that dies in a man. Although it's exceedingly deceitful, it will make you think you can do what you can't do if you're not careful. But while hope is still traveling, still a part of us, then we believe we can do something every day that was not done the day before. As a matter of fact, hope looks for the good in people instead of harping on the worst in them. Hope opens doors where despair closed them. Hope discovers what can be done instead of grumbling about what cannot be done. Hope draws its power from a deep trust in God and a basic goodness of mankind. Hope lights a candle instead of crushing in the dark. Hope regards problems as small or large as opportunities. Hope cherishes no illusion, nor does it yield criticism. But hope brings to each individual the attitude of, I can do it. I will rise tomorrow. I will have a new day. I will have a fresh start. As long as I have hope, I can live and help others live. So be hopeful, be kind, and believe in yourself, knowing that if you keep hope alive, you will accomplish your mission. This has been another OPT Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joe S. Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlet Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. I don't know about how you're feeling, but let me just say this, DC.
You feel big?
I feel really, really big. And this morning, when I stepped into this studio, I felt even bigger.
Oh, yeah.
There is a sense of refreshing. There is a sense of energy. There is just a sense of it's on kind of feeling.
Well, there's a sense that there is somebody in authority that's been around.
That's making the difference.
Absolutely.
And I absolutely love, love, love it. And let me just say to you, as you're traveling in, I know you're getting big too, because it's Thursday. So that means the weekend is upon us. So as you're traveling in, you know what our mantra has become: progress instead of perfection. Every single morning, we want to try to remind you to do better with your mobile devices today, just today, than you did yesterday, than you did the day before yesterday, than you did last week. If you just get better. Now, we're not ever going to be perfect. Nobody can boast, probably. Maybe one person. One or two can boast of perfection. But by and large, most of us are not going to be perfect. We're going to use our mobile devices. And so this morning as we were traveling in, you know, I told you guys that our son is driving now. So he drives the cruiser in. And DC and I sit and we become, you know, we're chauffeured. We call him Mr. Daisy because he drives totally safe. He does the speed limit, and he appears to be a very conscientious driver now while we're in the car, and we hope that that continues. And so I'm starting to feel a little bit better about it each day that he drives and gets his little practice in. And so this morning I said to him, I said, because we have been talking about school zones, and I said, Deuce, what did you know you learn in school about school zones? He said, well, it varies. He said some of the school zones have the caution lights that flash during school zone hours, and then some of the school zones have signs that tell you the times of when you need to slow down. And then some have both. So we want you to be conscientious about those signs, and I know that you all are, but we want you to be aware. And you know the new law that has been enacted, if you get stopped driving through a school zone and you're driving too fast, you're going to be fined. And so I said, Deuce, with all these newfangled things, now people really don't have to use their handhelds. He said, yeah. He said, most of the cars that are newer have a device where you can answer your phone from the steering wheel and you can just talk. And so what he did with my mother's car is she purchased from Walker Automotive Group. He has rigged it up. Now, mind you, my mother is never going to hit the talk button, even on her steering wheel, and talk, because she just isn't going to do it. But a lot of people have that capability. And this is what I'm saying. Our kids are so smart and so talented. And so now, when we look for other things for them to do, get them to read those manuals, those owner's manuals. And if your kids love gadgets, like most do, then they will be intrigued by that. And they will be intrigued by the things that vehicles do and what can be connected. And so that's just another way to get them engaged. So every single morning we say this, time is of the essence. Make sure that you've given yourself enough time to get there safely and carefully. Make sure that you have enough time that you can watch out for yourself as well as others. Because see, when time becomes simply about you and about me, you don't care who you got to mow down to get there, because you got to get there. And that's why we always constantly tell you that the mantra that we have adapted is that on time is late. Because if you're just on time, that means you're running. But if you're early, you're almost always going to be on time. So if anything fortuitous happens on the road, an accident, something happens where there's road construction, anything happens, if you're early, you don't have to sweat it. And you don't have to be aggressive. We're going to be talking to Kendra Goche from the Homeless Coalition. You guys are seeing more and more homeless people that we sort of think that they may have some mental issues, mental illness, and they are walking on some of the busiest areas of our cities. And they don't know that they need to be careful. They don't know that they're putting themselves in peril. Otherwise, they wouldn't be there. And so this is why I implore you every single morning. I'm not trying to rag on you, but I'm just saying these are things that we have to be mindful about. And with school about to be back in session, that's what we're talking about. It's all about school, our teachers, our kids, And now we're rounding it out with our churches that are doing so much in the community. And one church in particular, I'm talking about that church on the hill, the Zion Hill. Church family has come together with this incredible idea, preparing our kids for back to school. And here to talk about this bunch of fabulousness that's happening on the hill is none other than Miss Angela Lavallee. Angela, good morning. Where you been? It's been a couple weeks.
I've been working. Hey, been working.
So Zion Hill Church family has created something that we love, love, love for the kids in anticipation of sending them back to school. Let's talk about what they're doing.
On tomorrow night, beginning at 7 p.m., we will have a youth lock-in, which we're calling a Bible boot camp.
Ugh.
And the kids are calling it a pajama jam jam.
Of course, they had to put their own spin on it, but we love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we want to equip them with the Word of God as they enter into this school session.
Mm.
We want to cover them with the blood of Jesus because we know that there's all kind of things they're going to meet when we get
mm-hmm.
there. So we want to make sure, and I have a couple of them, don't want to read them all, but we want to make sure that they have some good, strong scriptures to stand on that we're asking them to recite every morning. We're giving them about 8 or 12 of them.
Oh, I love it.
You want a morning, recite it,
uh-huh.
and go out and conquer the world. So they're going to have to do a lot of things there. I have an itinerary. I'll just go through
Before you go to the itinerary, because I'm always intrigued with how you guys come up with this. Mm-hmm. Talk about how this was birthed.
That's awesome. We actually have a youth council.
Mm.
We have about 8 to 12, trying to remember off the top of my head, 8 to 12 individuals that actually work with the youth. And the pastor has given them that task of coming up with creative ideas to engage them so that they will learn the Word of God on their level.
Oh, that's great.
So they're actively doing things. As you remember, we did the basketball tournament.
Absolutely, which was a huge success.
The Vacation Bible School. Thank mm-hmm. you to everyone that came out.
Mm-hmm.
That was a huge success. So this is the next thing that they're doing. So it's awesome.
Lots of success. And what I love about Zion Hill is that you guys are making a real deep concerted effort to reach the youth.
Yes. And not just the youth of Zion Hill.
Exactly.
Our pastor and our membership as a whole, we're concerned about the whole community.
Mm-hmm.
So this lock-in is not just geared toward just Zion Hill youth.
Right.
Anyone ages 12 to 18, you're welcome. It's free of charge. It's no charge.
All right.
At all.
So I want you to do this, Angela. I want you to talk to the parents that are in anticipation of their kids going back to school. A lot of people are still focused on the year that they had last year, whether it was good, bad, or indifferent. Mm-hmm. And so I want you to really speak to parents about why they need to implore their kids, their young adults, teens and tweens, to be at this lockout.
That's awesome. One thing that we found out is that it has to be a reinforcement at home.
Mm-hmm.
We do have children that come, members and non-members, and they do receive the Word of God. They are involved in the teachings, but it still has to be reinforced when they get home, because look, there are some evil things out there that only God can take care of.
For sure.
So we want to make sure that our children are well equipped with that. As a parent myself, my children were actively involved in our youth ministry at our church when they were that age.
Mm-hmm.
And it was important. And it's really awesome when your kids can encourage you through the Word.
Yes.
Because of what they learn.
Right.
Because it's a continual thing. They'll make sure that they hear it repetitiously
mm-hmm.
so that it'll sink into their spirit. Once it does that, when those things come upon them, they can recall those things that they know.
Right, right. And for a lot of churches that don't necessarily have a youth group or don't have a mm-hmm. strong youth group, mm-hmm. this is an opportunity, moms and dads and moms, for kids to come together, young people, a lot of kids they're going to know, a lot of kids they're going to get a chance to meet, but to really come together in fellowship. And what I love about Pastor Dara is that he has a heart for this community.
He does.
And he's saying, let's come together, yeah. let's strategically bring our kids together, let's pray for them, let's cover them, and let's turn our expectors way up high.
Yes. Yeah.
As we start this year.
He always tells us that in the morning when you wake up, you must wake up with a spirit of expectation.
Mm.
You should wake mm-hmm. up expecting God to do something awesome for you.
Absolutely.
And if you wake up and you don't have an expectation, go back to sleep and wake up again.
Absolutely.
You know, because that's what you need to take you through the day.
For sure. And what I love, and this is, I know this already, I haven't even asked, I know it's going to be some great music there.
Yeah, yeah. And that's one of the things on the itinerary. I'm looking here and I see a Soul Train line contest. But they're going to have some fun.
They're going to meet them right where they are.
Yeah.
So really, you know, the reason why we're so excited about talking about this morning, because if you've been listening to the show, we really have focused on school, how we can help our teachers, how parents can get better. But you know what? None of that matters if we don't first find a way to get the word into our kids.
And I'm so glad you mentioned the teachers. We have to just remember that they need to be covered and prayed for as well.
Absolutely, they do.
They have to, because they're meeting children from all walks of life.
That's right.
And they have to, in a short time span, try to reach all of them during this curriculum. I'll give you an example. Over the weekend, they actually had a celebration homegoing for a longtime educator in our community, Mr. Earl Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Cooper was actually my assistant principal in high school.
Okay.
And I just remember him being so concerned about us,
right.
You know, making sure if we got into trouble or if we had to come to the principal's office or whomever, he would pull you to the side and say, you know, you're better than this. You can do better. This is not the road for you. This is what you need to do. And we need more teachers like that. And guess what? We have some. They're not all perfect. Nobody's perfect,
that's right.
As you said earlier. But they're striving to do their very best, and we have entrusted them with our kids.
Right.
So it's no more than right that we cover them as well.
Absolutely.
They're helping our children to succeed.
And you're right on point, Angela. We have entrusted our kids to them, and that is an operative word. Moms and dads, and then I say moms again because we have a lot of single moms. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Dr. Steve Perry was just on the show, and he'll be back. And he shared his frustration about parents that are not buying in, that are not actively buying in. We have to, this is what we told Young Deuce Christmas yesterday, because we saw a situation with a kid as they're practicing ball that we didn't like. You have to respect authority. Even if you feel that they're wrong, you still have to be respectful. And moms, and I say moms especially because I'm a mom, and I know, and you guys have heard me say, it's hard for me to hear D.C. discipline Deuce and be stern with him. It really, really is. And when you hear your husband, his father, disciplining him and you have a hard time, well, just think about how you feel when it's a stranger. But that is going to be the moral compass and the backbone that our kids, especially our young men, get that are going to help them to become men. And there are a lot of people, a lot of teachers, a lot of leaders in the community that want to be the village, and we have to allow them to.
Exactly. I'm so glad you brought that up. Growing up, we could get told anything by anybody.
Yes, ma'am.
The mailman.
If yes,
he saw
ma'am.
Doing something wrong, he could chastise
him. Mm-hmm.
And you don't dare run and tell your parents because then you're going to get it again.
Absolutely.
You know? And now, and I heard you say you get nervous when D.C. Disciplines your child. I absolutely love it. I have two daughters. My dad was a strict father.
Mm-hmm.
Kept me out of a whole lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He was very strict. My husband is along those lines, and my daughters have, I'm sure, have been kept out of a whole lot of trouble because of how he disciplined them.
But I understand now, and I always have, Angela, that it is my role to step back and to allow him to discipline. And moms, I'm really going to be expressing this a lot because I know we have a hard time, and we'll say, well, he didn't have to talk to him like that. He didn't have to tell him like that. But
I'm
you know what? Yes, he does. And we don't want the judge to tell him.
Right.
Because when we're standing in front of the judge with our kids because they have done something that we know that they shouldn't have done, we may not be able to pull back. We're not going to be able to pull the judge back. So let's start now. And that's why the word and this youth lockout is just a great start for all kids in the community. Yes. And God knows Zion Hill is equipped to handle a large group. So we're hoping that people will really, really bring their kids out for this event.
And if nothing else, children need an outlet.
They do.
Even we as parents, they're not going to tell us everything. They're not going to talk to us about everything.
No.
We have panel discussions often with our youth. And this is one of the things that's on the agenda for tomorrow night, where they can just openly express, you know, what problems are you having? What anxiety are you facing going into this school year?
Mm-hmm.
And then talk it out. We have mentors that are going to be there. And I don't want to say that way, but mentors that have been around.
Right.
Lawyers and teachers and business owners that have been around and seen all gamuts of it. They will give their testimonies as well.
Right.
Of what they had to go through when they were youth and how they overcame it and how you can push forward with these obsacles that you face. So,
mm-hmm. And tell us what else is going to be on the agenda.
If for nothing else, we want them, the kids, just to talk. You know, we talked last time I was here about the information age and that mm-hmm. they're all on the phones. Mm-hmm. They're all on the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we want them to put that down. I know that's one thing they talked about in the meeting. We don't want any cell phones. Put them up. We want to talk
that.
Today.
I love
we
that.
We want to talk. We want to hear what you have to say, and we want to kind of try to guide you.
Right.
You
know, and see, Angela, we've been talking about this on the show for the last several mm-hmm, weeks. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you what, parents, if you don't demand that those kids put some of those devices down, you're going to find that you have a young person that is inarticulate, unable to be expressive, and unable to really communicate in a way that your young people should.
Yeah.
It's just happening. In fact, it's happening at such a breakneck pace that kids are not even writing anymore. One of the things that we did, well, DC really implemented this with Young Deuce Christmas. He got him a meditation book. And we didn't want to just make sure that he read the meditation book. But see, if you want to make sure your kid is reading, you got to have him write about. He said it don't have to be, it just has to be, it doesn't have to be anything long, but we just need to know what you got from this spiritual reading. And I'm going to tell you, see, now kids are texting, and they don't even write the words out now. They've learned to abbreviate.
My daughter texted me something the other day. Oh, my God. It was TTL something R8. It's like, what? Talk to you later. Hope your day is great. It's like, how did you get that from those letters? I couldn't figure it out. You know, but that's how they're communicating now. And it's going to affect them
mm-hmm.
in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
As a person that I'm in human resources as well at my job, even you see that when they're coming in for interviews.
Mm.
Some cannot articulate, you know, the questions that are being asked of them. They can't articulate the answer.
Wow.
Because they're not used to it.
And so you're seeing that, Angela, from a professional mm-hmm. perspective, and you're also seeing it from dealing with, you know, so many people in the community. And that's why this youth lockout and Bible boot camp is really just a great thing for the community. Tell people again how they can connect and what their kids can expect.
Yes. They will receive supper. So we want to make
what?
Sure we're going to feed them.
Wow.
We will feed them, but they will have games. They'll watch a video. We have a video, and it's called War for Your Soul. And that's one video that came from our Vacation Bible School that was really awesome for them, because they were the theme for the youth for Vacation Bible School was overcoming those obstacles.
Oh,
so
good.
They're going to kind of mm-hmm. talk about that. Of course, we'll have the panel discussion, as I mentioned. They have an ice cream social down there.
An ice cream social.
And that's to get them interacting with each other.
Right.
You know, because we're hoping that we can get kids from all walks of life, from all neighborhoods, and get them to interact with each other, because
right.
they have to get back to that going into the school year.
Right.
We're also going to have breakout sessions, and there are going to be different things in the breakout sessions. I haven't gotten that information,
right.
but I do know that they're going to be talking about peer pressure.
Okay,
I do know they're going to be talking about how to interact with each other and about these mobile devices. What's good about them, what's bad about them.
Mm.
So I know those are some mm-hmm. of the things that's going to mm-hmm. be on there. Then we'll give them a snack.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we'll have someone to come in and do a drama dance, and then they will receive the word, and after that, they'll do something that's called a prayer wall, where they will line them all up and begin to pray for them for the school year.
Oh, wow.
That's going to be great.
That is awesome.
Yeah,
and so great. It's going to be from 7 until when?
7 tomorrow night until 8 a.m. Saturday morning.
So they're sleeping.
Yeah, they're sleeping in there. We're locking them in.
Wow.
Yeah, we're locking them in. It's going to be in our Family Life Center. Our state-of-the-art Family Life Center, so we're excited about it. This is not our first time doing it, but we're just hoping that it'll grow and grow and grow.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so do people need to call a number to connect with this, how do they need to connect?
They can call the church office at 767-0106, because there's a little registration form that they'll need to fill out, and they'll need to give consent for the kids to be able to be locked in.
Okay. So. And just assure those parents that are listening that say, just like what we're saying, that is incredible about the supervision and the number of people that are going to be there.
Yes. Our whole youth council will be there. As I said, we have 12 adults, and we do have college age and high school age children that will be there as well. to help, but they will be fully supervised. Don't worry about that. They cannot leave. Our building is very, very state-of-the-art security system. Mm-hmm. They cannot leave. The doors are going to be locked, so they will be safe and secure.
Oh, that is such an awesome event. Again, it's called the Youth Lock-In Bible Boot Camp.
A pajama jam jam.
A pajama jam jam. That's tomorrow night. You don't have to do much to plan for it. They're going to feed them. They're going to entertain them. And they're going to give them the word. So guess what? It doesn't get any better than that. But just when I think it doesn't get any better, there's always something else happening on the hill.
Oh,
and I know that there is. I know that there's more.
Always something happening on the hill. We want to make sure that the community is aware that we do have a coach bus. And it's not just for Zion Hill. We do rent the coach bus. It's fully insured. It's fully DOT certified. You can be, it can be trusted on the roads. Uh-huh. We have a driver for you. You don't have to worry about that. The prices sometimes will vary depending on where you're going, how many people, how long, if it's an overnight stay, things of that nature. But anybody can rent that, from senior citizen organizations to airport shuttles. If you're going on a cruise, you need to get to the airport or to your docking station for family reunions, any type of sporting events, for football games, mm-hmm. basketball games, things like that, church groups, shopping trips.
Yes.
Or a school field trip.
Wow.
I like the shopping trips. Or a school field trip. Yeah. You can use, you can rent it for any of those occasions.
And I, and I'm looking at this bus, and
it's nice,
and
now we passed, it's nice.
This is the most decked out state of the art bus that you could ever imagine, inside and out. Talk inside. About the inside.
It's
like
very nice.
What's going on inside the bus.
Very plush captain seats. And it seats 45 to 52.
Uh-huh.
Very plush. There's television, there's UV jacks for your cell phones. It's really, really nice.
Wow. That's a bunch of awesomeness. You know what? It's so much happening on the hill. And Angela, we just thank you for, you know, always reaching out to us and letting us know what Zion Hill Family Church is doing in the community. And what we love about Zion is that they're not just trying to include their members. They're reaching out.
Yeah.
They're reaching out to other churches. They're reaching out to other communities. And they're saying that we are here for the community, not just for one, any one particular group. We're here for all. And they want your children to come out and be the change that they want to see in themselves.
Exactly.
You know what? And it's starting tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Angela, give people the number one more time so that they can call and say, okay, what do I need to do?
Okay. 767-0106.
All right. And Angela,
and please put it on your calendar. October the 19th
mm-hmm.
at 3 p.m., we will be celebrating our 91st year anniversary.
91?
So, just kind of save that date, 91 years.
Okay, what day is
October
it?
19th.
October 19th. And Angela, I don't want to rush you because I know that you always have a packet. Did we get everything for this rip, or do we have anything else?
But I'll be back. Always something happening on the hill.
Absolutely. And Angela, as always, we want to commend you because those of you who know Angela Lavallee know that she has a very full schedule. But you always take the time to be interactive with your church, and you want others to know what the church is doing. And I say to you every single time that we see you, how do you have the time? And you know what DC said? He said, she's got a gift. He said she's got a gift to do that, and God gives her what she needs to be able to do for her church and for other organizations, all of these amazing things. And so we want to thank you for your heart.
Thank you so much for being partners with us.
Absolutely.
Really,
and your commitment to getting out the word about what's happening, not only at Zion, but in our community. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. It's 8:28 local time, 9:28 Eastern. Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. They've been here for 95 years, since 1919. Can you believe it? The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart, dedicated to excellence. Don't forget about Amerigroup Real Solutions, who's also partnered with Zion Hill Church Family Life Center. They're going to be giving away free school supplies and, get this, backpacks for the first 200 kids. And they're going to be doing this on Saturday, August the 16th. It's going to start at 10 in the morning until 12 noon. The first 200 kids are going to get free school supplies and backpacks. We love Zion, and we love Amerigroup Real Solutions, because let me tell you something. There's no other group in this community that's giving back at the rate and at the heart and having the heart that they do to serve this community. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control firm. They've been serving Central Louisiana for over 50 years. You can reach out to them at 318-448-4800. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. You can phone for more information, 318-346-2540. Also, Solo Productions. Capturing your precious moments, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Let me tell you something. If you're having a party, if you're having a family reunion, this is just no ordinary photo booth. This is a photo booth that captures smiles, 1 to 10 at a time. The number, 318-581-9106. Their website, www.solophotoproductions.com. We got to get a break, but we're back on point right after this.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years' experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now, I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapide Regional Medical Center.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today, 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT network.
Do you like getting more? Are you in favor of more flavors? Do you like having your vanilla cone and eating it too? Then McDonald's new Dollar Menu and More is for you. It's all your Dollar Menu favorites and so much more. Like the crunchy, tangy, brand new barbecue ranch burger, just a dollar. And the new bacon cheddar McChicken sandwich with thick cut applewood smoked bacon, only $2. For those who think more of a good thing is a great thing, there's the new Dollar Menu and More. Something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Part of the minimally invasive, image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive, image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Managing your health care just got easier. YourChrisis.org is a secure online service for patients that enables you to view and use your health care records, including test results, lab results, and hospital reports 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Providing your email address during hospital registration is essential. You will receive an email to get started using YourChrisis, and you can access the portal after your discharge from the hospital. For help accessing YourChrisis.org, please call 800-878-9110.
St. Francis Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey,
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. Got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limited one back to school loan per household.
Credit Union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Are you singing this morning?
The Bigger Show.
What did you have? Well, you know, we left out at the same time this morning. I'm trying to figure out what you had that I didn't have this morning, right?
Peace. Love. That's joy, peace, and love.
Is that what that is?
That's what that is.
Well, I love me some joy, peace, and love.
I'm about to go into some poetry reading right here.
Uh-oh. You're going to go into the spoken word?
The one that I like good.
Y'all, we're so close to Friday. Well, we've got Angela Lavallee in the studio, and we're just gonna, and we've got T. Riley that just popped in, and you know we're talking about just some of the things that are going on and some of the craziness. Now, let me tell you something. As we're talking about Angela back to school, we're talking about our kids. There are so many challenges on Facebook. And so we said to our son the other day, because DC keeps up with all of that stuff and he shares it with me, these challenges are absolutely insane. Now, let me ask you this. Have you seen the fire challenge?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you what, parents. I know it may seem, it seems insane that you would have to tell your kid,
please don't set yourself on fire.
How crazy does that sound?
And we have to use my insurance to go take you to the hospital.
Or guess what? Even if we get a chance to use the insurance, because you might have your crazy self burn up.
What's going on? I really don't understand who thinks this up. Even the pass out challenge.
Did you win?
I mean,
have you seen these challenges?
Do you win if you are able to get back up, come back to life? I mean, how do you win?
I don't know. I'm really disturbed about the pass out challenge. But first,
oh my God.
Let's talk about that fire challenge. Have you seen the fire challenge, Tanya? Is Tanya's mic on down there?
Yeah, I think they're pouring alcohol on themselves and setting themselves on fire.
Well, let's talk about the origination of the challenges. It never was supposed to have gotten like that. It was an original something between different MCs and RC clubs. And, and whoever could not, and it wasn't a fire, it was the ice challenge. Mm-hmm. And it was a game. Uh-huh. And
Actually, with the ice challenge, Tanya, there were some people who died from that.
I saw that.
Because they didn't do what they were do it correctly. It wasn't.
They didn't do it correctly.
Those are what you call idiots. You don't sit there and go kill yourself. With the
let's talk about what the ice challenge is.
It was never supposed to even went to the outside world. And that's me being a biker. It was actually a charity thing. Yeah. If you couldn't do it, then you're donating $100 to that group of charity.
So let me just stop you guys there for all
of it was ice and water.
For all of our people that just are not Facebookers,
yeah.
They probably have no idea what we're talking about. Yeah. First of all, let's talk about the challenge, the ice challenge. What is it?
Well, the ice challenge is you can get a bucket of one of the bikers, not call his name, but I know who it
don't,
is.
Don't you call
know,
him out.
It was fun and games mm-hmm. if that was between a bike group. And they decided to call out. Once they did it, they said, you know what? If we could do it, I'm going to challenge this club. It may be a social club or a bike group. Really, it was bikers.
Uh-huh.
And then there, some of them started, you know, calling out the social club. So it was that whole club world. Mm-hmm. And everything was for charity.
Mm-hmm.
So
and what would they do with the ice?
I've seen one sit in some ice and pour it on them. But really, you know, you could take a bucket with some ice and mix it with some water.
Uh-huh.
And if you couldn't stand it, you had to donate $100 to that whoever called you out challenge. So it was fun.
Right. Well, and that.
Well, lo and behold, everybody else wanted to get a piece of the pie in action and be silly with it. Then they went to the next one was the singing challenge.
The singing challenge.
Yeah, I think which was okay at first, all that. Challenge. Yeah, there was a gospel challenge. Then there was, then it got out of hand. Now you're talking about a fire challenge.
And then it was the hot water challenge. Then the pass out challenge.
I've seen the hot water. Now the pass out challenge. What? So you took something that was fun and games and to benefit charity. Because if you can't stand that ice water, don't sit there and get it poured on you. And it wasn't like you was going to go swim in Lake, you know, frozen Lake Pontchartrain or something.
Uh-huh.
It was just a dumping, and it was as long as you could take it. And if not, if you could, hey, this is too cold, I'm getting up. You jumped
right,
up.
Right.
Boom.
You
got to pay your $100.
And so the people that died, what did they die from? Hypothermia?
I know one lady.
Stupidity.
It really was. They got a big tub, and she sat in ice in the tub.
Oh, my goodness.
And then they poured the ice on her, she was supposed to sit there for however many minutes, develop hypothermia, and die.
My God.
That was stupid. That was not even the challenge the way it's supposed to have been. That's what you call it. And I hate that there's someone died.
I do too,
because
that
means someone taking it to an extreme. Yeah, just because you saw somebody else do it, I saw a guy sit in the tub and another guy pull him down the street in a truck with ice. It was funny, but he could do that. That wasn't for you.
And he could have been killed doing that.
But, you know, but it was like in slow motion. So it was like it was just drag him just a little bit. But that was something they did. And there were some bikers on their tub. Can't go do everything they do.
Yeah. Right.
Some are more extreme.
Now, that singing challenge is something that everybody could do.
Everybody's like, you know, because people are like, I'm tired of these challenges, but some of it were like for fun and games. Mm-hmm. Singing challenge. Somebody challenged me. I didn't get a chance for the ice challenge. I ducked and dodged. I filmed two of them and laughed because it was done at my house. But, you know, it was a regular challenge.
Uh-huh.
You know, so.
Now, let's talk about when those challenges get dangerous.
They got dangerous. That was
like
crazy.
The fire challenge. DC was showing me some pictures of some kids that were singing, and they were in a car, and I didn't really get what was happening, and they were singing about fire, and then suddenly fire popped up, and I'm thinking that there was a malfunction in the car. No, they set themselves on fire, and two of the kids got out, but two of the other kids looked as if they couldn't get out, and you kind of left you with a cliffhanger. You don't know if they got out or not.
I don't understand the mindset.
Yeah, it was real. It was real.
You know, the guy in the tub and his own mama is
You saw that in the shower?
In the shower.
His mother was filming him?
His mother was filming this. I'm like, why are you letting your son douse himself with alcohol or whatever and lighting himself on fire? Are you serious?
And then so we were showing that to our son, and he was saying, you know, when you mix alcohol, he thought it was lighter fluid, and so we had to really Google to see what they were using alcohol. But he said when you mix alcohol, and this is the science part of what kids learn, when you mix certain substances with fire, it's not that easy to put them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a firecracker challenge.
A firecracker.
You put the firecracker in your mouth and light it and hold it and let it pop in your mouth. I was like, are you serious? How stupid do you have to be?
But as parents and as moms, how do we encourage our kids not to be taken in by, and especially the fainting challenge? I think that that was probably,
I saw somebody
that was crazier.
And it's funny you said that. I was talking to one of my sister-in-laws the other day, and she was like, oh, I'm not on Facebook, and I'm not on Twitter. You better get on there.
And see what these kids are doing.
You better, get on there and see what's going on. You
Absolutely, because we would have never known.
I got on, and my daughter, she defriended me. On a phone that you pay for? Really?
Really?
You know, it's beneficial, and it's pertinent for us as parents. We have to know what's going on.
Absolutely.
So that we can address it with our kids and show them this is dumb.
It is.
Do you understand what's going on? Do you understand the implications of this?
And that's why I think that what Zion Hill is doing tomorrow night is so critically important, because hopefully they'll be able to talk about things like this. And that cinnamon challenge is another.
Yes, I saw somebody.
Did you see that? And I thought that had died.
Me
but
too.
Some kind of way it made a resurgence. The cinnamon challenge, and a couple kids have died from that as well.
Wow.
They're taking the cinnamon and trying to swallow the cinnamon.
Okay, so the cinnamon challenge is really, what are they doing, Tanya, with that?
I saw a woman trying to do it.
Oh, God.
And it looked like she had a mouthful of cinnamon. But we common sense already know, even if you just take a teaspoon of cinnamon, you can't really swallow that. You're gonna gag.
Something bad's gonna happen.
Something bad's gonna happen. I mean, I don't understand how something from the ice challenge between bikers, even with them doing the gospel challenge, that was fine.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be something to be positive.
Positive,
Wow.
You have fun, be positive, and still donate. Charity just went out the window.
Yeah.
Ain't no more charity.
Yeah.
You know, and I had to go there and say, ain't. There is no more charity. Gone.
Yeah.
Out of that.
Because that's the neat part I thought about it, because they would actually speak it out and
call
my
charity.
Call out your charity. Yeah. That's what I thought was neat about it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? These are just some things that are happening in and around our world and in our communities that we probably don't even know. And it's happening on social media. Everything now is being filmed. And moms and dads and grandparents, these are some things that we really need to talk about. And I know we got some grandparents who are not Facebooking.
Yeah. I would like to see the youth groups at the churches maybe compile a film or a documentary of the different craziness that's going on out there, like these challenges, and educate their youth. So
that's
I'm putting
idea.
That challenge out to the youth departments at the churches. Even you can go back as
and
far
this
as
is a good challenge.
Ice challenge, because that's not good for someone young to do, you know, and that's not what it originally started as. And that's something with water and ice.
Right.
It wasn't like they took it to another level.
Mm-hmm.
So even go as far as that, because that's not what it originally was about. It was a charity event. So, compile some things together and teach this in your churches.
Absolutely.
Your youth groups.
Ladies, thank you guys so much. What a great conversation to have for people not necessarily knowing what's trending on social media, and just some things that we need to begin to talk to our kids about. And listen, an incredible opportunity tomorrow at Zion Hill. They're having a boot camp lock-in for teens and tweens starting at ages 12 to 18. So this is an opportunity for them to connect and to really, 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 really get themselves prayed up, ready, and talk about those issues that they'll be confronting as they start back to school in just a matter of days. Thank you, ladies, so much. This segment sponsored by McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. The City of Alexandria, diversity in action, providing resources and networks needed for success. Daryl's Auto Service. They provide auto repairs, brakes, transmissions, engines. You can trust them. You can rely on them. 6304 Masonic Drive, 318-443-5741. Also, St. Francis Cabrini Hospital. Don't forget about Incarnate Word Community Clinic, urgent care, physician's appointments. The number 318-448-6800. Oh, it's already 8:54 local time, 9:54 Eastern. You're on point. The official OPT Network. We're back after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refund its existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
Credit Union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
When you combine juicy beef patties with enough jalapenos to power a rocket to Jupiter, you expect the price to be astronomical as well. Instead, you get one of the best values on Earth, and a new movement is born. Econom Nom Nomics, where impossibly good food and low prices can coexist in the universe. The Jalapeno Double. Try it now for just $2 on McDonald's Dollar Menu and more. It's Econom Nom Nomical. Nom 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 Nom. Prices and participation may vary.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989.
For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor